That's absolutely fine. My name is Vonnie Sandlin and I'm the Women's Officer for the National Union of Students in Scotland. So it's actually a fantastic opportunity to bring our women students together and to empower them to use their voice and their vote. So obviously we're coming into the general election, we're moving straight from the general election into the Scottish election cycle, and we believe there's still an awful lot to do on equality issues within Scotland, and we believe that Holyrood's 2016 elections are a fantastic opportunity to make change. So some of the things that we're talking about today, for example, are the gender pay gap. For example, women academics still earn on average £6,000 less than men every year, and occupational segregation, which is a huge issue for our students too. No, we have evidence that shows that actually the gender pay gap is an issue both horizontally and vertically. So what we mean by that is that women coming into a position that's the same as a man colleague will be paid less right from the off, and as they progress through and are promoted, the pay increases that women see will be percentages less than men. We know that the average is £6,000 a year. I'm afraid I don't have any more statistics to hand on that. But the problem with that is that universities, in particular colleges too, are publicly funded bodies, and they should be setting an example in the way that the employees are treated. They shouldn't be lagging behind. Absolutely, absolutely. This is definitely an issue that we've been pushing for, certainly over the last year that I've been the women's officer, and definitely before that too. Too often women aren't listened to, even today. You know, and it's 2015, and the fact of the matter is that the gender pay gap is still so significant. That's absolutely outrageous, and it cannot continue to be the case anymore. Women's work has to be valued just the same as men's. Representation's a big one. So NES Scotland is affiliated to the Women 50-50 campaign, which is focusing on having 50% representation of women in our parliamentary structures, on public boards, in our local councils. So we're very supportive of that, and we believe that that's an action that can be taken now to fundamentally improve the representation of women in the public sphere. We've got loads of great women here today from different organisations that we are supportive of, talking about how our members can work with them. So there's a lot of collaboration work, a lot of chat about collaboration, which is really exciting, because the thing is, our issues as women students don't exist in a vacuum. We're supportive of quotas as a tool to remedy the situation now, but I don't believe that quotas on their own solve the problems. It has to be we have to do more about supporting women and encouraging women and building capacity for women to feel that they can go and do public roles. It is quite intimidating as a woman in a public position to, you know, go out and speak to conferences that are usually full of older white men. And so we need to do a lot more of that kind of support of bringing women through and essentially making them understand that the work that they do already is very reflective and just giving them a bit more confidence. I think that's everything. No worries. Okay, hang on. Amelia, can you turn that off?